So France is one of the countries in Europe that has had a very difficult time, Gail, of bringing Muslims into their society. They live in their own neighborhoods. They live in their old cultures. In some cases, they live in ghettos. So the French have not done a very good job of bringing these folks into their society, and that's one of the reasons France is in the state it's in.
Dr. Quanta Ahmed joins us right now to weigh in on this. As you know, she's a Muslim scholar and author of The Land of the Invisible Woman. Doctor, what do you think about what we just heard there from the former acting CIA director?
Hi, Brian. I mean, there is a partial truth in that. As in so many times when these things happen, we begin to generalize. I've been traveling to France for over 20 years. My friends there are nuclear cardiologists. They run businesses. I mean, they're very highly integrating. So there is a section of the Muslim community that is described as that. But there are a lot of Muslims who are just as high functioning as they are here in the United States. Don't forget, last night when this happened, my French Muslim friends were running from that truck. They saw veiled Muslim women running from that truck. So France has a very heterogeneous Muslim community.
How do we stop this plethora of attacks from the Islamic radical community?
I think you raised it this morning, a few moments after we finished on camera. There is going to be a need for surveillance, something that I testified at Capitol Hill here for Congressman Peter King. 4 years ago, I called for surveilling for domestic radicalization in Muslim communities in the United States. And I was vilified for it, including by members on the committee. We need transparency in every religious building. That includes mosques or Muslim centers. And Muslims, pluralistic Muslims particularly, already welcome that. And we need to stop this instant dehumanization, banning Muslims. This is the current rhetoric. Testing me to see if my faith is legitimate. That's not how to do it. That will immediately disengage influential Muslims like myself, my colleagues, sincere citizens who are really collaborating in working and living in America. Our engagement.
Right. What should be our status with these refugees in the victims, in some cases, of the Syrian conflict, certainly displaced?
Well, you know, I think the United States' response to the refugees shows that we have succumbed to that narrative. Of course, people do not have documents. They've lost their homes. They've lost members of their family. There's no way that we can know what their backgrounds are. But let's bear in mind, the over 11 to 12 million people displaced from Syria, if that, the 500,000 people who died in Syria in the Syrian conflict were victims of Islamism, or Assad's illegitimate civil war.
They just fear that they might be sleepers, sleeper agents, sleeper terrorists.
The attack here in France happened by a citizen. Orlando here was an American citizen.
Good point. Dr. Ahmed, thanks so much.